Laudator Jesus Christus. This is Vatican Radio.
From the English News Desk, I'm Chris Altieri. Pope Benedict XVI looked back on his week-long pilgrimage of peace to the Holy Land that ended this past Friday. He remarked on the voyage during his weekly general audience today in St. Peter's Square, Emer McCarthy reports.
Dear brothers and sisters,
speaking to over 30,000 pilgrims in a sun-drenched St. Peter's Square Wednesday, Pope Benedict XVI gave his analysis of his recent pilgrimage to the Holy Land.
My recent apostolic journey to the Holy Land was a pilgrimage to the sources of our faith and a pastoral visit to the Christian communities in the lands of our Lord's birth, death, and resurrection.
In Jordan, he recalled his visits to Mount Nebo and then Bethany beyond Jordan. Mount Nebo he described as a site of strong symbolic significance, which speaks of our condition as pilgrims. In Bethany, he blessed the foundation stones of two new churches. Pope Benedict underlined how this fact is a sign of the Kingdom of Jordan's respect for religious freedom and the Christian tradition. The Pope said he was given the occasion to express his recognition of this and his respect for Muslims in his visit to the Al-Hussein bin Talal Mosque in Amman. There, he also recalled those places where, still today, Christians live in difficult circumstances, such as nearby Iraq. Still in Jordan, Pope Benedict XVI recalled the inauguration of the Catholic University of Madaba, which he said tangibly manifests the Church's love for the search for truth and common good, an essential first step to dialogue between civilizations. On the 11th, he arrived in Israel, where from the very outset he presented himself as a pilgrim of peace,
reminding Jews, Christians and Muslims alike of our commitment as believers in the one God to promote respect, reconciliation and cooperation in the service of peace. In Jerusalem, the city of peace, sacred to the followers of the three great monotheistic religions, this was a message I brought to the holy places, and particularly to the Western Wall and the Dome of the Rock.
A moment of intense contemplation marked his visit to Yad Vashem. Never, added the Pope, must we forget the tremendous tragedy of the Shoah. On the contrary, it must always be in our memory as a universal warning of the sacredness of human life, which always bears an infinite value.
My visit to the local churches culminated in the masses celebrated in Amman, Jerusalem, Bethlehem, and Nazareth.
He reflected on the isolation, uncertainty, and poverty, all of those things which have forced Christians to leave the Holy Land. But he also added, the Church continues its journey, witnessing the meaning of faith.
My pilgrimage ended in prayer on Calvary and before the Holy Sepulchre, the empty tomb, which continues to rather the message of hope for individuals and for the whole human family.
In the Holy Land, Pope Benedict said, despite wars and destruction and even conflicts between Christians, the Church continues in its mission and is on the road to full unity. On Mount Calvary and before the empty tomb, I invoked the power of love, the only power that guides history and the cosmos.
With gratitude for the many blessings of this pilgrimage, I ask you to join me in praying for the needs of the Church in the Near East and the gift of peace for the entire region.
I'm Emer McCarthy.